Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this.
Make a clap to this. Now that made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's on?
from an ex from the flex of the wrist. Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix.
It is your boy, Save James. You are tuned in with the hottest internet radio show out there right now, King Hammer Radio Live. It's 907. The number to call to hang out with us is 917-889-3926. And tonight, we're going to be talking about something that is near and dear to my heart, and I feel it probably should be to those that are of the generation that we were brought up in at the golden age of hip-hop. And the buffoonery that has become in the past 10 or so years, if not a little bit further in. And I have strong theory on where the downfall began and how it came to this point. And we'll talk about that throughout the show, amongst other things. But before we go any further, let us all meet the crew that is hanging out with us tonight. To see what we got with us, we got all the way from what they call the itty-bitty, Plan City.
Mm-hmm.
We got hot chocolate hanging out with us tonight.
Hot.
What's going on with you?
Caliente chocolate to my Latino.
Chocolate.
How's everybody? Yes, yes. How's everybody doing this Wednesday? Lovely.
Chilling. You see, we got a lot of mixed emotions going on over here, talking behind the scenes of what's really shaking in the world, right? But and we'll get into that a little bit later. But again, all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina, you got Matt.
Right here, it was 19 degrees today.
Yo, nice.
Yes.
It is.
What up? What up? What up?
Outside.
Good afternoon in the morning time. Yo, it was 14 degrees this morning here in Charlotte. So
I'm
going to
say
it's
cold because it was very, very cold this morning here in Itty Bitty Plant City, Florida. When I left to go to work this morning, it was 41 degrees.
Was it 50?
No, 41 degrees. But hold on. Tell me where I'm going with this. So by Florida standards, that's cold. You know, people had on coats and scarves and okay, fine. But however, comma, slash, let none of us anywhere else in these United States that we live in complain unless you live in Buffalo or upstate New York where you try to walk outside your door and your house is covered in snow.
Okay.
So unless you're living in those conditions, I'm going to need y'all to have a good one. And please do pray for – no, really.
You got people going to work with
the
plug-in heaters under their damn coats.
Not even that. There's people that have been stuck in their cars for days There's people that are stuck in their car, and there are teams of basketball players that are stuck on the highway that have been there for 2 days.
Yeah, that sounds like how it was last year when I got snowed in my house. It only snows like
snow.
Yeah, weather has definitely kicked the winter off.
Faith.
Right, we ain't even hit the 21st of November yet.
Don't you like 6'2", Faith?
6'4".
Oh, Lord, all right, 6'4", with Timberlands on. All right, so, but anyway.
Yes, okay. Well, yeah, he got to be 6'4", because my head come to his nipples. So, yeah, my head fit right there in the middle of his, you know, the rib plate.
Right there. We're going to pause for the cause. It's 9:11 p.m. We're going to come back and jump into our topic, which is the ridiculous state of hip-hop. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Get it.
Soulja Boy on the beat
right here.
9:15 p.m. here in Tampa Bay, Florida, Itty Bitty Plant City to be exact. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. I am a part of the hottest internet radio crew in the land, which is Kim Hunter Radio, joined by Sage James on Will tonight. Madam CEO,
yes.
Boston, we're waiting for the General Kim Hunter doing this shortly, and that was Nicki Minaj featuring Soulja Boy with our more current, I'll say, Ghetto Girls theme anthem. Yes, bitch.
Uh oh.
Yes.
She went
like
deep on that one, huh? Yeah.
Yes.
You gotta give it
to me. I want to high five you now.
Okay. 917-889-3926 is the number to chime in, and our topic tonight is the ridiculous state of hip hop that we're in. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate because we all have our opinions, of course, about, you know, the newer generation of music that, to me, I'm just going to say doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. But thinking about when we were growing up, you know, our parents pretty much had the same philosophy and ideals and feelings about our music, which was hip hop, that was, you know, something that was blossoming and growing around that time. So, you know, I can kind of relate to how the kids feel, where, you know, okay, y'all are old, quote unquote, you know, you don't understand it, but what are they saying for us to understand? I don't feel like they're giving me any substance to derive any meaning or understanding from. So that's the hard part for me with, you know, the state that we're in. But we want to hear from you. Again, 917-889-3926. Say, James.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never do that again. Never in life will I do that again. But
you gotta snap your fingers with that one,
Never. Not men on film over here. Okay. All right.
Toogie.
The check is going. I was chopping this up with one of my family members a while ago, and then, like, this conversation came back to me, and we kind of shared, you know, a similar sentiment towards this situation. And the theory is, I don't know if it was necessarily narrowed down to a specific city, but I'll say as a whole, it was kind of like, I'll say that the South, and no disrespect to the South. Let me preface my statements by saying this, though. I appreciate and I admire and I am a big fan of rap, like artists like Outkast, T.I., Jeezy. I like Rick Ross, even though I know his whole MO is based on a fraudulent, you know, situation from the reports. But I bang with Ross. You know what I'm saying? And I bang with Scarface back when Ghetto Boys was popping. I bang with UGK. Bang with 8-Ball and MJG. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hip, and I'm a big crit. I like some of these Southern rappers. Don't get it twisted like I'm being biased because I'm from New York. But the bottom line to this that I'm looking at is that I feel that after Atlanta was able to kind of open the doors of hip-hop to the South, it made way for a lot of this garbage to infiltrate the scene. Now, I'll give credit to the South this much, though. Producers like Timbaland changed the complete landscape of music when it came to hip-hop, once you put his stamp on it. The complete landscape was different, and it was a good difference. It was a breath of fresh air because, you know, some of the sounds were getting jaded and, you know, starting to sound the same. You couldn't sample James Brown but too many more ways without it sounding like somebody else's song, you know. So when Timbaland came around and gave that new flair to the music, you know, that, like I said, that changed the game. But I still stand by what I'm saying, that when that floodgate opened, it gave way for a lot of bum cats to get on and make money. You know, not to make anybody make money, I ain't against that, but once hip hop started becoming mainstream in the late 90s is when the South had their say in the game. It was what started making their voice in the game. And then the mainstream was pushing it. And then that became the quote unquote sound of hip hop when a lot of people was getting washed under the rug, swept under the rug, or just not even heard of because it wasn't ringtone rap. And like I said, I know you guys are all from Virginia, and that's considered part of the South. So, I mean, I know there may be some kind of angst to the statement that I'm making.
It really doesn't, though. What it does for me is, in all of the years that I've actually thought about this argument that I've had with people, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, though, but this. I needed to make this point before I forgot it, because you know I forget it. When I used to think about how I felt about quote unquote how you say Southern rap now, I'm born and raised in Texas until I was 12, and then I lived in Virginia afterwards. So that's where I quote unquote grew up. You know, I grew up longer than when I was living in Texas. When I think about my geographical hip hop map, Virginia is just south of you, New York. Southern rap to me is what you categorize or what you listed, the artists that you listed previously. T.I., you know, your Atlanta rappers, your Texas rappers, you know, that type of thing. That's south to me. So what I feel like the different stages of Southern rap being exposed to the world did was just that, exposed the world to different types of hip-hop that were out there and gave other regions a chance to either like it, you know, basically hate it or love it. And you unfortunately hate it, and there are a lot of people who, you know, love it. And that to me was hip-hop being spread as far as, you know, the love of hip-hop even wider, you know, for it to have a national flair, an international flair, and, you know, beyond, worldwide. So without giving the South or other regions a chance to expose themselves, you know, to give us a chance to like it, we would just really be pigeonholed to what our region's hip-hop style or, you know, trend is. And to me, that's kind of, to me, and I'm not saying you're closed-minded, I'm saying to me that would be closed-minded and it wouldn't be getting a chance to fully explore what was out there.
I expect that response. Go ahead, Steve, real quick.
Why do you expect it?
No, I'm just saying, because I'm kind of pointing a finger at one specific geographical area versus maybe the behind-the-scenes moves that may have been taking place in order for it to get to the state, you know, it could be looked at as being closed-minded, you know what I mean, especially because talking about an area that, you know, that's dear to your heart, you know.
It doesn't have to be Virginia. It could be Denver rap, you know what I mean? Where were the crucial conflict, hey, in the middle of the barn dudes from? Weren't they from, like, Kansas or something like that?
They were from Chicago.
Yeah, they're from Illinois.
Right. See, so, you know, and I love that. That was my joy.
I kind of like that song. So anyway, don't tell nobody. I kind of like that song, too.
Oh, okay.
But CeeLo, again, what you had to say, CeeLo? Real quick, because we got a call on the line, so we're going to get to the call in a second.
Okay, well, my thought process, though, is hip-hop has changed since I fell in love with it. And I was about 9 or 10 years old. And that was when, you know, Salt and Pepper really got some, you know, shine. LL Cool J, Kumo D, Rock M, even. And who I think changed the game, honestly, were the DJs. The DJs are who changed the game as far as, like, that's how you knew what was even partially hot was what the DJs were playing, whether it be in the clubs or what they were playing on the radio. I know for sure I couldn't have been the only person recording with a tape, recording, you know, the radio show.
Hell no. Hell
You know what I'm saying? I got, and I still have those bags of tape. You know what I'm saying? And the DJs really, really laid the platform, because I remember DJ Lazy K, love her to death. But then you had Screw. He came on the scene, and he had already been rocking for a while.
And I like that Screw, Chopper Screw stuff.
You know what I'm saying? And but the thing is that I didn't, like, the South music wasn't even really introduced to me, honestly, until I lived in Georgia and was stationed there, and that's what they played in the clubs. You know, this Master P was hot, and, you know, came out with the Ice Cream Man and, you know, all that. And
I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that in a second.
Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying? And then it came down to who could make you move and want to dance or scream or, you know what I mean, get amped. And I really just feel like it was the DJs that changed that whole platform versus the mainstream. I think it was the DJs, because that's how people became mainstream, when DJs started playing their music. That's why you would see people lined up on the side of the DJ thing trying to get them to play their music. You know what I mean?
Well, I got to clap back to that in a second. But we're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to get to this call on the line. We got some more garbage coming up to you guys. Sit tight. And, yeah, so we'll be back in a second. Now, Team Harmon Radio, man. Talk to you tonight.
Montana Trap.
Red Homie, Southern. Red Homie, Southern.
Rich Gang.
What's up, baby?
Did a lot, did a lot.
Just live this here lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
Came straight from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Taking something from me like no weed. Thugga, thugga, that my brother, brother. You don't want no trouble, trouble. You can't get these fists, knuckle, knuckle. Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas, too fast, and I lose ya. Give me a bed, and I do, huh? I wanna Medusa. I swear, don't cut it strong, I'm blowing super. Hey, grinding for a new day. I'm skating. like that new blue face. Hey, I'm on the top, just like two bass. Wait, I'm in her mouth, just like two bass.
Did a lot, just live this here life.
Bees on,
yeah.
Uptown.
Can't escape from the bottom to the top of my life.
Ring game, uptown,
so swagged out.
Popping that GTV,
yeah.
Living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
Uh-oh, and I do that for Miss Christine. What's up, TM Hyman Radio Live? Yo, that was Young Thug with Lifestyle featuring Birdman. And I don't know what time it is on this side of the earth, but I think it's 9:31 p.m. on the East Coast. And 6:31 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out. And while you're figuring it out, y'all get a chance to check out Miss Dee Dee coming out of Chesapeake, Virginia, with your health and wellness.
That's right. Dee Dee Willingham.
Get it, baby. Get it, baby.
I want to say all right, all right, all right, but CeeLo is over here making me laugh like
Isn't she a nut? She is just as nutty as a fruitcake.
Oh, I'm glad I really want to end my professional mode tonight.
That's why we love her.
But thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here on this Wednesday of health and wellness. And I don't have one of those nice prepared segments that I normally have with a whole bunch of members, science information. I just want to talk about some serious health and wellness, meaning like body odor, proper hygiene, coming to get a massage.
For grown people.
Specifically for grown people, men and women. Happened. Just want to give you just some tips. Just to let you know, body odor, 9 times out of 10, comes from a bacteria that's on your body, which in most cases comes from you sweating in your creases, just sweating from being nervous. It's just sweating, some type of perspiration. If you don't get the perspiration off of your skin, therefore it dries up. The bacteria is still alive, which means the odor is still there. Now, you may not know that you have odor, but if you go get a massage and someone begins to rub oil on you and you say, yeah, sure, use that oil with lavender in it, and then you wonder, why does this smell a little funny? You know that the lavender smells like lavender before you put it on the person, but 9 times out of 10 is because that person, maybe unbeknownst to them, has perspiration on their skin, did not know it, it dried up, has bacteria that has an odor, and therefore, clash, bang, pow, now we have a funky person on the massage table, and makes for a bad experience. I just want to say
funky lavender
to my grown ladies and my grown women and my grown men, it is very important, especially hygiene, when you go into places like spas, massage places, things where you're going to expose your body, someone's going to be rubbing something on your body, the doctor, I mean, anywhere like that, if you come from just running, doing something at the gym or anything like that, or just running around, go freshen up. They have these nice little things that they sell by the tin in a pack. It's called like a personal wipe, and it's kind of like something you wipe your butt with. It's a personal wipe that you just wipe off your body with, so that you can get rid of that, so that you don't have that issue. And I just want to just bring that to the forefront and the attention of our grown folks sometimes, because sometimes, you know, we just let it go and we'll sit back and we talk about each other and, you know, hey, hee hee ha ha. I'm not saying I haven't been, you know, guilty of it. However, we still need to be responsible enough that, you know, where I can come to my brother or my sister, my friend, and let you know that, you know, there are things to help with that, to help with your personal hygiene. There are personal wipes. It's not just for your bottom. It's for your entire body. Like if you're coming from the gym, or if you had a busy day, or you just gave a meeting or something, and you're like, for myself, when I get up in front of people, it makes me nervous. When I get nervous, I perspire. But if I know I'm going somewhere afterwards in which I have to expose myself, or even if I just want to clean up because the perspiration is too much, I take a personal wipe, go into the restroom, and get myself together. And just we can just do those things, people. And that is my health and wellness segment for this evening.
Word. And it's a shame that we even have to say that.
What I have learned is
but we
you
have
smell
to
yourself 3
yeah.
days before anybody else does.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Damn it, if you don't, if it smells funny, and it ain't nobody around you, 9 times out of 10 it's you.
It might be
yeah.
you. Smell like day old cat.
Don't be going to
this.
Don't be going to get
no. It might be you.
Or hot dog water.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't go around smelling like full court basketball.
Please
okay.
don't. Please don't.
No,
now stay
like
horse by yourself.
We have a caller.
I got one for you, too. I know I'm coming in here late, but I caught the end of that report. I got one for you. Listen. If you walking around and you smelling like straight booty or sex, you need those wipes. We can smell the sex, folks. We can smell the sex, folks. Use the wipes.
And if you smelled it while you was doing it, you're going
to
carry that with you.
To walk around after you've had sex with your lady. If that's not
Boy, is that Marcus?
That. As much as your dudes try to hype you up that it all, that's why, oh, yeah, you the man. No, you stink. Please go take care
of
that.
Clean
that off.
Yes.
And here's why I don't work
with Zach, because I spell. It's 9:36. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back on the other side of this. What up, everybody?
And, Carla, we are going to get to you. We will get to you as soon as we get back.
We see
right
you.
Yeah, man. Nah, we will do that.
OG, Bobby, Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh.
Call me off guard, son.
OG, Bobby, Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh.
You are now listening to a Bobby Johnson beat.
Hey, word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the project.
Woo.
Hey, don't wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Woo.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
Wipe a nigga out like an outbreak.
Wipe him out.
Chop a star and bust and make the house shake.
Rah.
The sweeter than a pound cake.
Keep the eyes on your chin, better watch what your mouth say.
Watch it. Lean with the footballs, got a little trippin'.
Damn.
Hey, keep sippin'. Dirty AK with the beam on it.
Dirty.
Clip so long, I can lean on it.
Long.
Free my nigga, fly behind bars.
Free.
Move 100 pounds for a lawyer, beat the charge.
Beat it.
Pack tech down, run the ballet, Marshall Falk. If a nigga try to rob, hit him with the hoe.
Boom.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the projects.
Woo.
Hey, don't wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Woo.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Okay, we started catching felonies and bangs.
West side.
Riding through the hood in a hot bar.
Right.
And now to see it in the SWAT, had a trap house.
Traffic.
Every day, click, scooter, clear.
Turn it.
I got a pocket on the bankroll.
Hey.
Anybody try me, I'ma let the thing go. Bust. Put a whole clip through your tango. Cousin, when your homie gone, like you really can't do nothing. Can't do, bustin' every step there. You violated mandatory, bet there.
Walk
up a lot, sniffin' what you pushin', weird, weird. Now the undercover ass people look for good, then.
Tell
me with the OGs hangin',
yeah.
OZs slangin'.
Okay.
Side phone, double cut, cold
drink.
You runnin' for me, wrong. Be bangin', meet you at the car road. What they gon' be singin' out of.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
I'm a real OG.
Hangin' with the killers in the project.
Westside.
They don't wanna keep quiet.
Keep quiet.
Catch a nigga slippin' from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ain't no calls in my
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ain't no things in my
OG, Bobby, Josh.
You already know I'm about to do
OG,
this.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
What? You should go and get him like Denzel.
Denzel.
How you think I put in the
zone?
Static on your line, I'm like,
fight.
Yo, Jake Aaron. Sold me a phone.
Hold
on. The thing we feel dead indicted. She got Aaron. Not ass and tight. Me, you, your homegirl, your other homegirl. At the Ritz Carlton, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I ain't never been a snitch, yet them bricks got me wrist. Hope to die, yeah, I cross my heart. Then I hit honest with a chain so bright, you would thought I was afraid of the dog.
Hey.
Earth stripes just like a zebra. That soft white and bows of reefer.
Yeah.
Thinking like Arthur Blank.
Blank.
In the Haynes white beater.
Yeah.
Remember one time grandma walked in my room like, boy, what you got right there?
Yeah.
I said, I ain't gonna lie, damn nigga. Old pie, crooked way to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Home season, the ball off, nigga. Right back to balling, nigga. Grinding me and off of no Z. Never played them pole league game, you won't hear my name. Type shoot. Make you an OG.
OG. Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the project.
Boom.
Hey, wanna keep quiet.
This shoot.
Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Who better?
Boom. OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
Huh? OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh. OG,
Bobby, Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh.
640 out in Seattle, Washington. 940 Washington, D.C. What's going on, everybody? Your hip-hop informer. You inside Hump Wednesday. We call it Relationship Wednesday. But as you have heard, yo, we on hip hop tonight, specifically the South. I'm not blaming the South. The
Me
South
neither.
Is a contributor to the downward spiral, but I'm not blaming you. I love you, Atlanta. I love you, North Carolina. I love you, Florida. But I'm going to tell you, the worst music in the country. Listen, the worst music in the country, though. I know Save is going in on Atlanta, but we're going to be in Atlanta coming up in a couple weeks.
Sure.
I need y'all to come out and support us.
That's right.
Listen, I need
y'all
to come out.
And Save is
going to
be there, too, so you can get on him.
Damn right. Damn right.
I need y'all to help us out. We are trying to bring our live broadcast to a brand-new sports bar in Atlanta. It's called the 656. The 656 Sports Bar in Atlanta, Georgia. We're trying to make that happen. So if you're in Atlanta and you want to see us there, email us, tell us that you want to see us there. Tell us a little bit about the spot. I know it's brand new. But also call the club. Call the lounge, the restaurant, whatever it is. Call them. It's the 656 Sports Bar. Call them, let them know that you want us to be there. We're trying to get there to celebrate the life of the hotness on this show. December the 12th. December the 12th. So hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail, or call 656 Sports Bar in Atlanta and tell them you want the social lab up in the place for the live broadcast December the 12th. That's what we do. That's how we do. Listen, I'm not blaming you, Atlanta. Do you know who I blame for the downward spiral in music? I think some of these cats down here in Florida are to blame.
Mm-hmm.
The music is horrible.
Mm-hmm. It is horrific. Lord have mercy.
Right, but if it's better than the last garbage, they let it go.
I mean,
Now, not all artists, because there's some pretty dope artists in Florida, just like there's some pretty dope artists in Atlanta and in South Carolina and in North Carolina. You just wouldn't think of it. I mean, Florida.
There's good music everywhere. There's garbage everywhere.
I acknowledge that. All I was saying was, all I was saying is, with the success of Outkast, that gave others that probably wouldn't have had a voice in hip hop a chance. That's all I'm saying. If some of them should have stayed away. They shouldn't have got the chance because some of
the stuff
they put out.
They get to get out there a little bit, but if they can't last, because a lot of artists come into the music industry thinking they're going to take it over, you know.
Right.
And then once they get their foot in, the industry takes them out. You know what I mean? So they don't get to last long.
Wait.
At all.
And let's be fair now. Hold on,
let's
end the call. Take them out, or do they stop selling units? Because if you're selling units, then I need you in the game. But if you're
That's
not
right.
selling units, get out of here.
That's right.
All right,
go to the caller. Yeah.
They've been patient. Callers.
Yes. Thank you for your patience.
Good
evening. Good evening. How y'all doing?
What's going on?
All right. Good evening, sir.
My name is Charlie. I'm calling from Providence, Rhode Island. So, I'm originally from the Bronx, and it's like I love hip hop, you know. And I concur with being said, but like I would say that the turning point took place somewhere around, I want to say 97, 98. And tell me if y'all remember this song. It's by a dude named Drama. And it went
left, right, get on up.
That's when hip hop started changing. That's when that was the first song of its kind. You won't find anything like that before it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the South has mothered a lot of really negative movements. Well, you know what I'm saying, that came about in hip-hop. I mean, a lot of rules were broken in the South. So
So, you know, and
all right, boss, so I don't mean to cut you off, but define negative, because you didn't use negative in the way that most people know it. So help listeners understand, when you say negative movements, define negative.
All right, I'll try to put this in the form of an analogy. You're having a conversation with, let's say you're on a date, and you're having a conversation with somebody who's probably the most beautiful person you've ever seen, but when they talk, it's the most ignorant thing you ever heard. Now, you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much the state of it. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful. Like, I remember when you were beautiful and when you used to talk to me, we had a lot to talk about. But now it's like, as time went on, I guess the honeymoon's over. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Because
I'm just saying, right.
It was presented one way.
One
but
way,
when
right.
When you actually peeled the onion back, it was another. Now, I'll provide
right.
another example to build off of that. I think it's Iggy. Iggy Azalea's I'm So Fancy. She is I'm So
oh,
Fancy,
man.
Right? That's her?
Yes,
that is
sir.
Iggy,
yeah.
right?
Sir. That's
okay,
it, sir.
So
it
I had a female telling me the other day, I love Iggy. I love Iggy. This is typically a female that's like, oh, no, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't do that. Now, she's like, I'm so fancy. I love it. And I said, yeah. Okay, so do me a favor. I need you to go online and Google the lyrics to I'm So Fancy. Since you think you're so fancy, won't you go
right.
Google the lyrics and see what she really talking about? She was appalled to know that she had been a fan of a song, that she was so fancy, it had no clue. So another example of something that sounds good, but at
right.
the end of the day, the foundation of it is ratchet.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. It looked,
exactly.
Right. And it's crazy because, once again, Iggy, she got her start through the South. Now here's my – this is the biggest mystery in hip-hop to me. Why is Flo Rida such a big deal?
He's not.
He sells numbers. He does numbers. His music everywhere.
He makes numbers. He has a crazy pop crossover appeal. That's why.
I wouldn't know a record if I heard it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm sorry. I said wrong. I said it
but
wrong.
That's why,
I should
that's
have
why
said international dance music. That's
exactly.
where he's big. That South
exactly.
Beach, Miami, that whole vibe, he's big there. Like, you know, spring break parties and that type of thing.
But
he's
to
not,
his point, he knows the name but can't even identify anything.
Right.
I mean, because
he's ever done.
That's crazy.
You know, but he's thrown in our face, and he's called a hip-hop artist. You get what I'm saying? It's stuff like that, man. And I guess, you know, because his name is Florida, or Florida, you know what I'm saying? It, we're stuck with this. Now, meanwhile, New York is taking a pounding, and it's the home of hip-hop. Like, it gets disrespected. You get disrespected for being lyrical nowadays. But if you stand there and say the cat
no
in the hat ate a bat, and flew off with a rat, it don't make no sense. Chief Keef doesn't even speak English on a record, and he was popular. Have you ever heard a Chief Keef record?
Yeah.
Have you made it through a Chief Keef record?
It's painful. It's very painful.
Like, I mean...
Where does the fault lie,
in your opinion, though?
All right, I come from an era where we didn't listen to anything that was considered whack. There was a standard, you know, and if you was whack, if it was garbage, you didn't get played. And that was the standard, like, you know, a lot of people, and I was watching the documentary, they used to get upset at, like, a lot of people from New York because we felt a lot of things that, a lot of music that was made was corny, but look, we was right. In the long run, we were right. Laffy Taffy, all go, everything.
Things have changed. I mean, hip-hop, how? Classic example. Hip hop, 15 years ago, at its foundation, Wu-Tang, Meth,
right,
Redman, nobody would be walking around. In fact, it was the complete opposite, where everything was oversized. Nobody would be walking around with booty tight female jeans on.
Right. If Wu-Tang was still popping, we wouldn't dress like that. If Wu-Tang, like, you know,
has changed. So that's
remember, before the baggy jeans, we wearing fitted clothes anyway. Like that era, this is nothing. This isn't anything new. You know, like
We just went back. It's very extreme. It's very extreme. I mean, we got kids dressing like superheroes now. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's an outfit, but it looks like a costume. It's, you know, your jeans shouldn't look like a leotard.
Influenced by
Young Thug. You know what I'm saying?
Influenced by
Young Thug. Once again, another Atlanta rapper, Young Thug.
Steve,
Atlanta.
Steve, I know you got some whackness to share. So let's drop something. Come right back. It's 9:50 on the other side. We're talking about the ridiculous state of hip hop tonight, folks. There probably needs to be a part two. Hey, we'll be right back. TM Hom Radio Live with the crew.
It's 9:50, y'all. Let's get it.
Shabam. In there.
Yeah,
S and a H and a A double B and a A R A K N A S. Always the best.
Fly the flag.
ASAP mob.
Always.
Do the jump, flank the flag.
Yeah, fly the flag.
Lot of mercy.
Fly the flag.
People. My name a little louder. Louder. Hello, my name make a rip up the crowder. Pray three times for me on the crowder.
Shabba.
Oh man, say that little louder. Hello, my name make a rip up the crowder. Pray three times for me on the crowder.
Shabba.
Hey, hello, my name. Come to my name. Call out my name. Follow my name. Now stop until it reach all of fame. Say your body want Shabba, not the same. People, hello, my name. Come to my name. Call out my name. Follow my name. Now stop until it reach all of fame. Anytime. Red flame. I mean, they may need a two cold placer. Turn on believer, he not believer. Come code a paper, follow the procedure. Me no rocking but follow the leader. Head dog go jump off a fool, them shoulder. Chop off them head with me cleaver. From Jamaica right back to Geneva. Shabba rank in a two cold pleaser.
Shabba rank, shabba rank. Eight gold rings like I'm shabba rank. Four gold chains like I'm shabba rank.
Now 917-889-3926, the number to dial.
Yep.
Still tuned in with the best show around, TM Hom Radio Live. It's your boy, St. James. We got the whole family with us, and we got a very active conversation going on right now. Let me be the first to apologize to this song ASAP Ferg produced, recorded.
Is that,
whack?
Is that a whack song, you say?
That wasn't a whack joint. That wasn't whack. Let me just give you a little a preface to that playing of that song. The songs I was getting ready to load tonight, you know, that Laffy Taffy and like that Soulja Boy Crank That and all that stuff like that, the songs wouldn't load onto the system for whatever reason, and I was extremely
Hello?
Upset going into the show. Yeah, you know, you good, Charlie. You can listen to what we say.
Okay.
You still live, so don't be cursing at nobody in the background. You won't hear it.
Oh, no problem.
Apologies to ASAP Ferg and that Shabba Rank song, because that's one of my favorites. And I just, that was a kind of indirect showing of how the South influenced hip hop so much that that's a Harlem rapper, but it has a very Southern bounce to it. So it was Method to My Madness.
Shabba Ranks, good record. Good choice.
So we'll,
thanks
we'll,
for rocking
we'll about that, Charlie.
I mean, I concur in a lot of ways, but at the same time, I think it kind of brought New York back a little bit with that feel, because it's Shabba, you know, and it's very, you know, New York sound is very island-based. But, I mean, it works. I like it, but you're right. It has a very Southern bounce. You sound like Cam right now. With the question,
right.
When did we start bouncing, you know? And when did we start bouncing? But I heard somebody say earlier that the South, that was their thing, that was their mission, to see if they could get you on the dance floor. I get that, and that was their thing. But when did it stop being about getting you to dance and start talking stupid to you?
That's definitely a very legitimate question. And to me, no, it really, really is. I mean, and when you think about, I was just going to say, when you think about where hip-hop has evolved or where it hasn't evolved, lyrically, to me, you have to really draw that line in the sand where you realize that hip hop is our culture.
it's not music, you know, and you can't separate the two, you're never really going to understand it.
Right. I mean, because isn't hip-hop supposed to be, like, our way of expressing to the world what's going on with us?
It is.
Like,
when
did Laffy Taffy become, you know, or case in point, when did Lifestyle, or, like, you know, you can't understand what Young Thug's saying.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm sure, like, when I sat down and I looked at some of the lyrics, I'm like, okay, it's cool. But I wish you could deliver it in a way where I could understand you. Like, I hate
that he wears skirts.
Right, and that's another thing, like that gender bending thing. Like, you got kids listening to you, impressionable kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't know anything about that life. They haven't experienced that yet. Hip hop is like your uncle, man. You know, at the barbecue, your mom knows you hanging around them, but she watching.
If you missed any part of our show tonight, you can go back and check out the podcast. Topic tonight has been the ridiculous state of hip hop. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for hanging out with us, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much for having me.
No, it's our pleasure, definitely.
No doubt.
Yeah, we got a few minutes left in the show.
We got one more call on the line too. Let's see if they can make it quick. Caller, 202 area code, last 44083. Live. What name we calling from?
Hey, this is Coop calling from DC.
Coop, what up?
Oh, you got a new number, bro.
Oh man, I got so many of them. Hey,
there you go.
Man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got to y'all late tonight, man. But y'all got a good conversation on. I only heard like the last 15 minutes. But hey, I'm gonna tell you what ruined hip hop. The internet ruined hip hop. I saw an interview with Busta Rhymes, and he laid it out perfectly, because everybody and their mama always wanted to be a star, but the internet made them feel that it was possible, even though it's not true, because they could get on there, they could do whatever, they didn't need all the big studios and everything, and they could do whatever. And so it made it hard for real artists, because it flooded the market. And so...
Yeah.
The record labels took the artists that they could do whatever they want with, and that they could save money on and make more money off of. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They pushed the gimmick.
Exactly. I mean, and it's partially our fault too, because a lot of us, we don't buy the records. We won't buy the records. We'll go ahead and download them. Yeah. And so if we're not going to buy the records, they're going to do whatever they want to do so they can make a profit.
Right.
And then you also listen to the radio. Radio used to break artists. Radio doesn't break artists anymore.
Yeah.
All of them got this list they got to play, and they play a list over and over.
Absolutely.
Hey, so what I think we ought to do, coming live out of D.C., he just confirmed it, said it earlier, we're going to bring you a part two next Wednesday. Next Wednesday night. I know we normally talk about relationships. We're talking about hip-hop. And what I want to try to do is I want to try to get some hip-hop heads, some real artists in on this conversation. If you'd like to be a part of our live conversation, The Ridiculous State of Hip-Hop, do me a favor. Boston, throw out our 800 number. You can hit any of us. Call us live at our headquarters. Contact Hot Chocolate, actually. To be a guest on the show. Can somebody throw out the 800 number? We got like 60 seconds left in the show. I think it's 888-207-0079.
Oh, look, I'm trying to find it in my phone.
I didn't
want
to give out the wrong number, but I think the number is 888. Clearly nobody knows it. It's 888-207-0079, I believe. And if that's not correct.
I have the direct dial line.
I'm gonna need some time for some relationship advice from Sage next week. You know, some more.
I got you. We're back next week, Wednesday, part two of this conversation. Part two of this conversation. We're back on Friday, 9 p.m. Listen, Monday, we cannot help ourselves. Monday, 9 p.m., you don't want to miss it. We're talking about the allegations against America's Dad.
Yeah, buddy.
Allegations against
Howard Cosell.
What happened to Jell-O pudding pops? Can someone tell me that?
Hey, yeah, we
don't
know
what's
going.
Good night.
Back on Friday, 9 p.m. Good night, everybody.